This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside of Brian, don't replace that, cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
We are back. Doomsday social after show. I haven't decided whether we're calling it the social show or the after show. I really like after show better, don't you?
After
show. Where we do the social stuff.
Yeah, social after show.
Let's just make it the after show.
The after show. After the show is the after show.
Wrap up show? Because that's what they call it on Howard Stern.
Shit people don't like?
Howard Stern had the wrap-up show, which was another show right after the Howard Stern show, but didn't have Howard on it.
Oh, the wrap-up
show
without
him. We could hire Zach to do our wrap-up show. He'll talk about what we talked about.
We just boot the guest
every
time?
Talk about how we talked about it. Yeah, we just make
boot the guest and have Zach come in every time. I'm with that.
You looking for a job, Zach?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we don't pay, so there's that.
No, you pay us.
Yeah. Wrap-up, you don't mean condom, right?
No, come on. Okay.
Well, it depends on the context, obviously.
Well, yeah, I guess so. Anywho, I thought it was a pretty good show earlier, talking about all the different scenarios. Second time we did that show, I believe.
I think so.
Why do I feel like we've did it two times before?
Because it was a two-parter before as well.
Let me look this up here.
I'm sure it was a two-parter before.
How do I do this?
I'm going to go to Google. Microdosing mushrooms. What about it, Nicole?
Doomsday.
For sure, Doug.
Site. Surreal.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, no. Val Venus?
Val Venus.
Doomsday Returns. We did do this twice.
I told you.
That was November 27, 2017.
Ah, you fucked us on this.
So it's
then.
Been almost 2 years.
You fucked us
about a year and 7 months. And then we did Doomsday the first time, March 24, 2016. So it was one of our original episodes. Actually, I think that was a Nick of Time episode.
I'm blaming this on you.
What? That we
should redo all
the
Nick of Time.
In the Nick of Time, that would be a better show for the accent. Probably.
We should do all the Nick of Time episodes.
Time.
Time.
We also did Doomsday Prepping. So that's different.
Doomsday Parade.
Hold on here. Doomsday.
Doomsday Parade.
Sounds like something.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of Doomsday Empire, there in a row for a while.
And Empire Day. The Empire had a parade every Empire Day on the outlying planets outside of Coruscant.
What the fuck are you talking about? Star Wars?
Emperor 66, or Order 66 was known as Empire Day from there on out. So every year it was called Empire Day.
Don't do drugs.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or do.
At least don't do any bad ones. Don't too much of them. Just do enough. Do enough. Just everybody do drugs, but
GHB
just enough.
GHB with your friends.
Yeah, a little GHB. A little roofie on the side. All right, I'm going to start hitting some voicemails. First one we got is from what I described today as one of, I'm not saying our best voicemailer or anything like that, but he does leave some of the best voicemails.
Oh, Kevin's
was
a good dude.
That was a statement I made. So
he's a guy who inspired our medical fuckery one.
He's inspired a lot of stuff, man. He's a good guy.
He inspired my pot smoking use. Let's see if we get
this going here. I'm sitting here.
Let's start this over. Fuck you, Kevin. I'm doing it over.
Hey, guys.
What's up, dude?
I'm sitting here watching the new Mary Poppins, and I'm thinking, like,
sorry,
is she a fucking alien? Or, like, what the fuck is going on here?
Because
see what I mean? Right off the bat, you know this is going to be good, don't you?
This guy seriously sits down, gets stoned, has a good time watching fucking movies and listening to music, and thinks about some the weirdest, wildest shit. I mean, to be a fly on the wall in Kevin Yarrow's house.
Ooh. Too many black
fucking...
Oh,
no, I'll tune suburbans in every day. If he streamed live, if he live streamed, I'd watch his fucking live streams.
I probably would, too.
I would. 100% would.
Like, I don't know. She's got technology way beyond what we have, even in 2019. And this is like some fucking Depression era London shit right here. Let's hear that fucking accent, Eric.
Oh, yes, yeah, mate. This is okay. Depression era London. I know Mary Poppins.
Shut up so we can talk. Jesus.
Yeah, geez, what the fuck, man? People are like, we got an email today saying that you shouldn't talk over voicemails.
No,
I was
telling
Twitter that guy to shut up so Eric can talk.
Oh, sorry. Well,
it was on Twitter.
Everybody shut up. I'm shutting up.
Okay. See you guys later. Bye.
Later, buddy.
Oh, we waiting around for that, Kev?
Just kidding.
Thanks, buddy. We got a couple more from him this episode, so we haven't heard the last of Kevin. All right. Yeah, Mary Poppins. I don't think she's an alien, but she had some shit going on for sure. Was it magic? Was it technology? The world may never know.
It was something, though.
All right. This next one's from an anonymous.
Whatever it was, it could have been the Force.
This is a long one, 250, yeah. 2 minutes, 50 seconds. It's probably
a witch.
It's probably somebody
she's
we know.
She's definitely a witch, though.
At least part witch.
Ooh, yeah, good call.
Here we go. Anonymous.
What's up, boys? What's up? In Chicago.
Hey, what's up, big guy?
Just wanted to say a couple things here.
Who was it in Chicago? Hold on.
You guys.
Oops.
That's not the right one.
What's up, boys? Ted in Chicago.
Terry or Perry?
Just wanted Perry. To say a couple things here. I'll try to make it quick.
Okay.
Armand.
Fuck you.
My
fuck
guy. You got to figure it the fuck out, bro.
Oh.
There's a lot of information on this shit. For you to come into this blind, disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Thank
especially
you.
Disappointed me because you're my guy.
Yeah, but that's unfortunate.
We'll have to play that next week for him.
Yeah.
We'll throw that being in. Said.
Well, I'm going to make a note here real quick. Play this shit for Armand.
But that being said,
yeah, like he's about to shit on us.
Yeah, whenever they say that being said,
yeah,
it's not- a surprise with Everett. Usually the healthy skeptic came into it with a real open mind. Talking I think it's. I think that was.
Think?
I think yep. that was good. Listen, there's a couple things I want to say. Number one, I think it's absolutely more plausible that people are getting abducted no, than Yoko Ono feeding anal beads into Hillary Clinton's ass. That's first and foremost.
I mean, that's just second your opinion, all, dude.
If you don't know about this shit, watch Ancient Aliens. There's a lot of bullshit on that shit.
Yeah, I saw the Yoko Ono Ancient Aliens episode with Hillary, where they said it was much more likely that aliens invade than Hillary getting anal beads from
you. I've watched all 13 seasons. The 13th dropped this year in March or April, some point.
What's so
you
funny?
Know the date when it dropped. Don't front. Okay.
What's so funny, Eric?
Nothing. Continue why are you laughing? On.
Eric's only seen the first 12 seasons.
Right, I'm not that diehard.
You're like, I didn't know there was a 13th.
But there's some
that
good shit
on dip.
When it comes to the pyramids, when it comes to the, you know, the Aztecs or the yeah. Nazca lines, all sure. this shit. There's a bunch of stuff on there where you know you can really stay informed if you choose to.
Really,
I picked up Graham Hancock's book.
Just fucking time.
Before. He meant there, he had a Rogan episode about it, so I picked that up.
Huh.
This actually, no, he didn't.
A lot of good shit there. Oh, another thing on books. I hear you guys talk about your nerd stuff all the time.
Uh-huh.
Never heard you talk about the series The Expanse, the books. I don't watch the shows, but the books are...
The Expanse. You familiar with that? Anybody?
I'm not.
Fucking incredible.
I hear it's fucking incredible.
Everett, especially if you haven't read those.
Oh, he doesn't
10
read.
Out of 10 recommend those. But definitely what take what a look at Cliff Notes. Is that I think that one of my problems with this is if you believe any of this, you know, you believe that people are going to get abducted, you go real quick back to Roswell. You go to Project Paperclip. You
yeah.
go to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio.
What does Paperclip have to do with aliens? Operation Paperclip is where they took
the Nazi
Russian
scientists.
Not believing the government?
Scientists.
Yeah.
I guess he's just talking about the credibility of the government.
No.
Those
scientists, that's fucking
rockets,
NASA.
But,
right.
Yeah, they made
right.
rockets. But
right. Is that also the experiments? Or is that that's all Roswell? No.
Yeah, I don't know. Carry it on.
And then you start drawing lines to the occult, to Rosicrucianism. You know,
yeah.
you end up in
Georgia
Nazi Germany.
Sense.
Then you're talking about Antarctica. Uh-huh. Then you're talking about Hollow Earth. And you're talking about the reptilians.
Bird.
And it
nice.
Gets Jonesian real fucking quick. Alex Jones. It gets Jonesian real fucking quick.
Jonesian.
I like that.
There's a term. This is a Jonesian theory.
Yeah.
Such as Sandy Hook not being real.
See, so we just re-upload.
That was a Jonesian theory.
That's exactly right. The Jonesian Sandy Hook theory. We just re-upload to YouTube.
And my problem with this shit is if you believe any of it, you almost have to believe all of it.
Yeah.
But I think that you need to have an intelligent, skeptical mind going into it because I think that a lot of it goes beyond reasonable doubt. And this episode, a little bit disappointed. You guys are my favorite podcast by
Ouch.
Far.
By far.
I'm chaff deep into surreal talk. But
yeah, balls
expected
deep,
more out of you boys for this alien shit. I think it's something we need to revisit. I listened to Alien Doo-Doo a while ago. That one was a lot better, a lot more interesting.
Oh, shit.
More
he's,
just, you know, disgusting.
He's OG.
Way
we don't
behind.
Know this guy. Who is this? What's
I don't
his
know,
name?
But he's way behind. When was Alien Doo-Doo?
No, he said he listened to Alien Doo-Doo a while
right,
back.
He was talking about the first Aliens. He was didn't dig it. Then he listened to the Alien Doo-Doo and said it was better.
No, he didn't dig our show last week.
Oh, you're wrong.
First of all, dude, if you're going to be a fan, let's go past the shaft, man. Favorite podcast?
Right, bury it deep,
shaft,
dude.
Deep.
All the way. Balls deep,
What's
man.
Wrong?
Come on,
I
man.
Mean, maybe he doesn't have testicles. That could be.
We talked about that today, too. Like, if I was going to get the snip, what would I rather do? Just get the snip? Obviously, cut them all off all the way. But
versus what?
Just
oh,
the snip.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah,
I got you.
I don't know.
That was November 28th, so he's 2 years behind. 3 years behind. Two and a half. Fat 2 and a half behind. Anyway, here we go. Finish this up.
The different types and shit. But this one needs to be revisited, boys. This needs a good, healthy do-over.
Maybe he is.
I'm going to sign out here. Just want to say thanks for keeping us entertained out here.
So, kind of a reply to that. Eric and I were talking about doing another Aliens episode real soon, but based on alien invasions and scenarios for alien invasion, which would be, I think, really fun. What do you think, Eric?
Alien invasion would be a great episode to do.
A lot of pop culture steeped into that, which, you know, we love. You're going to have to watch a couple movies, though.
What movies would I have to watch?
I will tell you later, but I want you to watch whatever I tell you to watch. Caddyshack being the first one.
Definitely for alien invasion research.
So hold on. That's like whenever they told him 1,000 brown M&Ms and the writer. I'm only saying Caddyshack to know that if you watch Caddyshack, you watch the rest of them. It's just part of the group. Anyway, here's another one from Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hey, Kevin. Okay. What's so up? If it's a zombie apocalypse, I mean, that would be pretty fucking cool. As long as they're walkers, if they're runners, we're all fucked.
Right, he's got a point.
Can any of you run?
Hey, what if it was the Running Dead rather than the Walking Dead? That'd be a fucking real
shorter series.
Dude, yeah, no shit. Turn 6 or 7 seasons into 3 real quick.
Can any of you run for more than a block without feeling like you're going to fucking die?
That's a good question.
I mean, Olympians.
I can't answer that. Who would win on a foot race between me and Everett? I could probably pick up a few team members.
I think I could beat you in a sprint and a distance, but that's just me. Pretty sure I could. What, you don't think? Yeah, we'll have to figure that out one of these
days.
You
think Armand could beat you guys in a race?
Armand could beat you in anything physical. Fucker's a walking muscle around here.
Maybe.
More than a block without feeling like you're going to fucking
die. I don't remember the last time I ran a block. You know what I'm saying? Like, when was the last time I had to run?
A block of what? Legos?
Yeah.
I ran spot down the other morning and ran like a motherfucker for a long time.
Yeah, I guess I've had to chase
my kid. He got out of the fence. Mm. What the fuck was I supposed to do? I had to run him down. I'm paying the dog catcher for you.
Like, I can't. If it's aliens, then we're all fucked. Like, we're so fucked if it's aliens, because no matter where you fucking run, no matter where you fucking hide, they're always going to find you. And I know that from motherfucking experience.
Whoa!
Hold on. Kevin knows from experience that aliens were fucked with aliens. I'm going back. This is why I love Kevin. He's not gonna give us an answer to why he knows this. Mark my words, this voicemail doesn't contain any kind of explanation.
So it's a little Jonesian also.
It's a little Yarrowian.
No matter where you fucking hide, they're always gonna find you, and I know that from motherfucking experience. If it's a meteorite,
yep, just moves on.
And I love it. Love it.
I just hope that it's quick and it doesn't burn a lot.
Meteor, yeah.
That would be pretty fucking cool to see that motherfucker slamming Earth. And then another one else.
He's got kind of a point. Wouldn't that be kind of cool, honestly, to see that thing screaming through? You know, you can see it coming. Looks like a star. Now it's brighter than the sun. And then that last few seconds as it burns through the atmosphere and smacks wherever it smacks.
Yeah, I'm sure the explosion would be nice, too.
Yeah, dude. And then whenever that shockwave hits you and you're fucking vaporized.
We probably just float off into space or something. Gravity breaks, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Boat was the Nazis.
Side thing, there's a theory out there that says the oceans, it wouldn't take much for the oceans to boil away into space.
It'd really?
Be a fucking bummer, wouldn't it?
Fuck, that'd be terrible.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? Another little side thing. How we were talking about how the Earth like recycles the crust. Aren't the oceans pretty much eternal? If you think about that water, it's never been recycled. It's the same water we've had since the beginning of fucking... It was deposited here from meteorites.
Oh, it could have been more different water that's
where did
it's
it come
different
from?
Because, like, you figure when rain forms, that's different water than what's...
Where did the rain from? It forms from water.
Which forms from?
It was deposited...
Hydrogen? Oxygen.
No. It wasn't. That's not how that water was brought to our planet. They're pretty sure it was brought in
comets,
right.
Yes, exactly.
So that same water we have now is the same water that was deposited then.
Alien water.
It is alien water. Son of a bitch. We should bottle it.
Oh, and sell the shit out of it. Surreal talk alien water.
We got it. All right, here we go.
The center of the Earth. What if they're doing nuclear tests and accidentally blow up the world? That'd be pretty fucking cool, too. And either way, I just hope that I get to see it. You know what I mean? Like, I just want there to be a time when something happens and you get to know that you just don't have to go to work anymore and it's all about survival. I just hope that I fucking get to live to that point. That'd be pretty fucking cool.
Chaos is a ladder.
Exactly. You're just waiting for my time to shine is what Kevin's saying there. I'm not doing too good at the society thing, but without society, fairly confident I would own.
Yeah. Soon as that shit breaks down, you're going to see a real quick uptrend in my activity.
Right now, you call me Kevin, and in 3 weeks, it's King Kevin.
Yep.
So, fuck y'all.
Frank Reynolds says, we're all drinking the water that the dinosaurs pissed in.
He's not wrong.
No, he's not. It's been filtered, though.
Intergalactic dinosaur.
Here's our last one from Kev this week.
Hey, guys. Okay. So, if it's a zombie apocalypse, I mean, that would be pretty fucking cool. As long as they're walkers, if they're runners.
Oh, shit. I fucked it up.
We're all fucked. I mean, face it. Can any of you run for more than a block without feeling like you're going to fucking die?
Damn it, Kevin.
I know from experience.
I forgot to mention the other type of apocalypse that could happen, the God's Rapture.
Oh, yeah.
And, sorry, I just took a bong hit.
It happens. Take your time.
That probably already happened. That's why everyone left on the Earth is so fucking shitty to one another. The Rapture's already happened, so, I mean, we're pretty
that'd
much
that'd be funny. It happened, we just
right
didn't
now.
Notice it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? Everybody who got raptured was like 16 people. Nobody knows they were gone.
The only good people on Earth. Everybody else assholes.
It happened. We just missed it.
Missing dickhead. Children.
didn't even take the kids.
No, because you're too much of an asshole to notice. Who fucking cares? Fuck that guy. Because you don't pay attention to the guy that's not an asshole. He's a nice guy.
True.
We're fucked.
I love it. Thanks, Kevin, man. As always, good shit. You want to do a couple emails real quick? I got two more voicemails.
I do. I have, what did I say, six?
Did you? Let's hit it.
All right, hang on, man. Hang on. I got to pre-read this just to make sure the guy says, don't say my name.
Look towards the end for that. I find that's where they write it. Anything?
Hang on.
Anything?
No, and this seems to be, it's a link, too, so it really doesn't explain it all. It's from Sean Hayes. He says, hey, guys, found a topic for you guys to cover. A bit of a spoiler, but I'd be devastated to be turned down for the breeding program. Still, I hope the women are more attractive than the males.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Breeding?
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. I'm clicking the link now.
Oh, no.
Probably against my better judgment. By all accounts, 41-year-old well driller and husband, Carl Higdon. Okay, so he was abducted by aliens and launched into their breeding program.
Huh.
At 2 a.m. in the morning.
I don't think
he was
I would.
20 years old at the time. Bummer.
Hold on, man.
And it happened in a national park. Look at that. Wow.
I'm reading this. Mysterious Universe. That's a fucking podcast, I believe.
I don't even know.
I got to mute that. That shit's getting annoying.
That happened in a national park. Could you imagine that?
A lot of shit happens. Let's see. Carl Higdon.
Hey, shut up, Keaton. I do need glasses. I know. I'm sorry for that.
Yeah, I don't know. Move on to the next one. We're going to have to look into that a little bit more. We weren't prepared enough for that one. Prank caller, wrong number. It's your fault, not ours.
That's true. Next one from... Oh, I can't see it. Oh, here we go. I just caught up on all of your past episodes the last couple weeks, and I love you guys, but last week's episode on alien abductions was a shit show. Hashtag Team Eric.
Shit show, huh? Oh, you thought that was bad. What about this week? Send us an email and let us know after you hear this.
They just did.
Oh, she did?
No, yeah, you know, I just read it.
Oh, no, I'm talking about after this week's show.
Another one?
Yeah, see how she thought about this week's show on Doomsday. Well, the next one, I'll read it for you here.
Okay. No. This, the duh.
No, yeah. Gabe Fernandez.
Okay, go ahead.
You don't have that one?
Yeah, I have that one.
Hey, you guys should do a podcast on the moon, how people say it's an artificial satellite, and how it's hollow, and that the ancient texts mentioned the time before the moon. I think that would be a good topic. We did do a fake moon, or the moon is
the
fake
moon landing episode.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. A moon episode.
We haven't done a moon
good.
Conspiracies, you know, like
he's right.
It's made of cheese. Put that on the topic list real quick, along with National
moon
Park.
Moon made of cheese? Or?
Missing. National parks.
Hold on, I gotta get my drive.
National parks
here.
That were once here, but now they're missing.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, because we can't find them anymore. It's not people in the national parks. It's the actual parks we gotta research.
So, like, Yellowstone's gone?
Have you heard of Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's gone.
Bullshit.
It's missing.
Bullshit. I've been there recently.
You got a picture?
Yeah, you wanna
nope,
see it?
It's gone.
Nope, it's gone.
Two of the presidents got raptured.
The fuck, yeah, they did.
Oh, they raptured them. They were so good.
Can you guess which ones it was?
I'm going to guess Lincoln and...
white ones.
Got him.
They're all white.
Jefferson. I don't think Washington.
It was Roosevelt. No, so Lincoln and Washington weren't those were the two that didn't get it.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Roosevelt and Jefferson, huh?
Yep.
Why Roosevelt? He was something of a fucking...
I like Roosevelt.
Yeah, he was a little bit of a wild man, though, wouldn't you say?
Yeah,
he probably fucked some hooers.
Were we judging people on their indiscretions now?
He's the one that did all the public
kink
lands
shaming?
Thing.
Yes, yeah, so we are. That's exactly what the rapture is, judging people on their indiscretions.
Exactly. Well, that's why he didn't get it. That's why he didn't get in.
So it was
maybe
just,
there's something about the parks here, because Roosevelt's the one that did all the public lands.
Oh, we're tying it in like that, deep.
Okay. Parks.
I'm with you. And he got raptured off of the fucking Mount Rushmore.
Help us out, Kevin. Send a voicemail. Let me know.
All right, this is from Da Hits Kayla.
I have not seen this. I don't think I have this email.
No, it's to info. Hey, guys, just want to say hi. I love your show and the friendship between you and all of your guests. It really makes me feel like you're sitting at home ripping a bong and hanging out with friends. I like that. The only criticism I guess I would have to be, I wish Armand, sorry for spelling it wrong, would have a bit more of an open mind, but everyone is entitled to their own opinion, and some of these subjects are somewhat hard to ponder sometimes. So I give everyone credit for at least taking the time to research and at least present it. But wanted to say that I've been listening to the podcast for a few months now, and I've gone through almost all of them. One of my favorites is 9/11, hands down. Thank you. So I hope you guys have a great day. I can't choose sides. I like all of you guys in different ways. So, gosh, that sounds like a breakup text right there, didn't it?
It's not you, it's me, but I'm going to have to go listen to
Hashtag Team Surreal.
Mysterious Radio and some other Brohios.
Team Surreal Talk. And if you guys ever want someone to shoot the shit with, play some Xbox, or maybe even just have another input on one of your topics you may be that you may be thinking about, you can always
don't read his phone number.
If I don't know that it's a dude.
Yeah, what happened? Are you dating Eddie Bravo now? Why are you leaving us?
Me?
No, the writer.
Yeah. Oh. If you have any chance to get through this book of an email and want to respond or talk a little bit or whatever, you can email me back. Also leave my number for whatever purposes you may want it for. Keep doing what you're doing, guys, and have a good day. Thanks, Nikayla. And then followed by a phone number.
What's the phone number?
I thought we weren't reading it on the air.
Let's just check it. I got the next one here that you skipped over. For Morgan Pack, did you see that one at all?
Yeah, but I've responded to it, so it's up higher on my list than yours.
That explains it. You're not doing reply all. Keep forgetting to do that.
God damn it.
So, yeah, so here's the thing. Our info at Surreal Talk Podcast goes to a couple different people, me, Eric, and a couple of the other managers here in lineup. And we'll get an email from, say, Morgan here, which I'm getting ready to read. Actually, you should read it because you replied.
Uh-huh.
And Eric will hit reply, but not reply all to where everybody sees it.
Yes, yeah, so I just reply to the person that sent the email, right?
Yeah, we don't know that they've ever been talked to, so we could be sending them back duplicates.
Oh, that's the purpose. Got it.
Yeah. And, all right. You know, I'd like to see what you're writing.
I know Eric's tabs on the Illuminati it. Now, so I don't know if he sent it to everybody else in the Illuminati.
Dude, that was totally not like even on purpose. That was kind of like, yeah. You know, like, hey, like, A-OK. And then when I got it, I looked at the picture, I was like,
No way.
So Morgan Pack says, I just want to say I've been emailing the past few episodes and thank you all for number one, reading my drunk emails, and number two, just generally caring about your fans. It's been an absolute awesome experience listening to you from Pizzagate on. Just so you all know, I put old episodes of Surreal Talk on every night when I go to bed. Armand is a bomb addition to the show. I hope he continues to be a regular. You two have a brotherly bond that deeply empathizes with me, and listening to you two RU really reminds me of my own brothers. Thank you for doing this podcast. I know it's probably a thankless job, but I'm sure I speak for all of your fans when I say thank you. Well, with all that said, fuck you, Everett. Eric, keep conspiring, and Armand, global warming.
Well,
is
obviously,
a hoax, but for fuck's
this
sake,
person isn't the oldest sibling.
What?
So
you think that's how the fan thing breaks down?
I don't think it hurts. No oldest sibling, no self-respecting oldest sibling would ever choose Team Eric.
Really?
I'm relatively sure of that. You probably got a lot of younger brothers on there. There's no women that are Team Eric. There's just not. They're either Team Armand or Team Everett. Any women in the chat right now, Team Eric me. If you are truly Team Eric over Team Armand and Team Everett.
And if you're
not
truly
just
a
like,
woman.
Not just Team Eric over Team Everett, but you like Team Armand more than Eric. No. Then you're Team Armand. Okay, let's get through that anyway. Did you reply to that? What'd you say?
Yes, hang on now. It wasn't done, really. So, Eric, keep conspiring, and Armand, global warming is a hoax, but for fuck's sake, I believe that over Flat Earth. And I said,
yeah, no shit.
Hello, Morgan. Eric here. Thank you so much for the kind words. I got to expand it. Sorry. The brotherly dynamic you speak of is a reason a lot of people listen to our show. It sure ain't the research. We love Armand also. So what was your favorite episode, Morgan? And then she replied back with the crooked Clintons. Y'all did a great job at setting aside preconceived notions about the Clintons. Glad you're all back on a regular schedule. I've been renovating my house, and Wednesdays are usually the most productive days, and I'll crank the podcast and work. I generally download the back catalog before I go to bed, or before I go out on the boat. It keeps me occupied during the 12 on, 12 off shifts. I appreciate the email back.
Cool.
So thank you, Morgan.
So we've had some replies in chat here. Keaton Thomas says, I'm an older sister. She's Team Everett. Donna says she's the oldest, and she's Team Eric, but she was Team Eric before Armand. Frank says Everett quality values quality over quantity, which I don't know what that has to do with anything, but thank you, Frank.
Whoa, Donna, woman and the oldest, Team Eric.
That's just everything.
Okay, before Armand.
Now that Armand's here, that's a whole different thing. Let's see here. Nicole says older siblings suck, and yada, yada, yada. Yeah, that's the last response we have from the live crowd about that. So, no, Eric, nobody, no woman or older sibling is into you, except for Donna, who's no longer. Got any more emails? Or are you going to be hitting a couple more voicemails?
Let me see. I think we have another email. Maybe we don't.
Maybe.
No, yeah, we do. We have one that came in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, no, we don't. It's just an interview. He wants Armand to watch this interview and shit all over this guy. So, that's all it is. No more emails.
Well, what'd you say?
I didn't watch the interview.
No, what's,
the email
what's the
literally
say?
Says, watch this interview and see if you can make a cast of it. I'm expecting Armand to shit all over it, though.
I wonder what the video is
He wants
about.
Us to make a podcast. It's I watched a little bit of it. It's a politician that nobody like gives a chance to. I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah. Well, maybe we will. Maybe we will. We probably won't.
Eric, I watched some of it. Eric, it's a 30-minute video. I watched about 8 minutes of it. So the guy seems pretty
You know what's horrible
sincere.
Is I waste my time on videos like I watch this lady convert her Tesla Model 3 into a pickup truck.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, it's fun. But I feel like I should probably waste my time on, you know, videos that could be relevant to the podcast.
Yeah.
But that said, I do watch a lot of stuff like we're going to talk about next week, the doomsday prepping. I can't wait for that. I spend a lot of fucking time not really prepping so much with like physical, like I'm not keeping food because I'm more thinking about how to get my own food. You know what I mean? Once the time comes, getting the skills you need to survive rather than just collecting shit. But I can't.
How are you
going to
make a pair of shoes after shoes don't get made anymore?
Out of a pair of tires.
That's what I'm saying. So, like, you got to figure out things like that. Like, how are you going to fucking make shoes?
Find out how to be a dentist and where to find a dentist.
Fuck the dentist thing, dude. Get a medical, an actual doctor. Why would you get a fucking dentist and not a doctor?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Dentists are going to be really fucking important.
A doctor could do all that.
You think a doctor could do all the dentist work?
All that.
Maybe. What about if it's just a standard fucking general practitioner? Never did surgery.
All that.
Okay, well, agree to disagree.
Who can do more? Who's going to be more valuable, the doctor or the dentist?
Obviously, you're going to want a doctor, but you're still going to want a dentist.
Right, so why would you need a dentist when you had a doctor?
Well, because the doctor's doing doctory stuff rather than dentistry.
Hurry up. There's an emergency. Someone's got a infected tooth. Like, you need a doctor. You don't need a dentist.
I disagree. We'll see what the chat thinks, because I think they're going to tell you to get fucked.
All Eric's fake accounts are coming out.
Yeah, he's got a lot of fucking fake news hicks over there.
Team Eric for Nicole.
And, yeah, that's it.
Frank Reynolds, I watch mostly disc golf videos.
Ooh.
Team Eric, fuck you, Everett.
Who said that? Who said that?
Your biggest fan, not damn it. Eric is still my
Damn it, Jessica,
one.
You're fired.
What's up? What's up?
You're all fired. You're all pigs. Remember that movie? Willow?
Yeah, that was Willow.
Yeah. You all right, I'm hitting a voicemail real quick. Here we go. This is from Dave.
Dave, how you doing, mate?
Hi, guys. Dave from the UK.
Oh, shit.
Oh, I have to continue then, eh?
Oh, shit. This did not work out.
That was really weird.
Hi, guys. Dave from the UK. Enjoyed a 4-hour catch-up today. Lots of driving. Looking forward to the Doomsday episodes, and I'll try and get online later.
So 6 hours ago.
To watch it live on YouTube. Just wondering if you've ever looked at any conspiracies in the UK, such as Rendlesham Forest. I'm still Team Eric, obviously.
That's right, mate. I know
still
you are.
Still a big fan of Armand, but fuck you, Everett.
Fuck him, right. That's what I'm saying. Right. Cheerio. Cheers,
fuck
mate.
Fuck you, Everett.
Hold on here.
Fuck you, Everett. Armand, but fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett. Fuck you, Everett.
But fuck you.
Yeah, but fuck you, Everett.
But fuck you, Everett.
Yeah.
Nice.
We'll add that to the list for the song that's probably, you know.
Never going to get made.
It'll come out.
Same time our merch does.
All right. The last one we got this week is from our good buddy, Canadian Keith, who I'm sure is still in the chat. Is that a woodpecker?
That was a nice, clean pipe, dude. My ball
What's
doesn't
up,
sound
guys?
Like that.
You got strong lungs.
Canadian Keith back at it again.
What's up, dude?
Bong rip.
Hell yeah.
Just wanted to say thanks so much for shouting out Pure Ratios. I
Damn
hope
right.
Working for you guys and you like the samples.
We did like the samples.
We did.
I don't know if it's still working for me yet. I haven't had enough of stomach problems where I could really fucking use it. And otherwise, I don't experience pain.
Maybe that's why you haven't had enough stomach problems.
I'm a badass. I don't experience pain. Maybe.
Did you ever think about that?
No, because I've had the last couple days have been bad. I've been sucking on my little vape pen, but it died and I've been too lazy to charge it. Anyway, here we go.
And I hope it healed up Armand's leg. After
Fuck.
His
Hold on. I'm texting him. Hold on. I'm pausing this texting him right now. Live text here. Hey, did that CBD. Hold on. I'm having trouble getting autocorrector. Keeps autocorrecting CBD to COD. CBD work well on your leg. We'll find out here. Anyway, carrying on with his voicemail.
Incident. Fuck yeah, Team Armand. Oh, and, get baked. One more rib.
Yeah, do it. One more.
That is not an empty
bottle. That's got to be a Bic. Second light.
Oh, yeah.
F you ever.
Stay high.
Man, thanks, Keith.
He sounds just like a guy I know.
Is his name Keith?
Nope.
Yeah, well, it's probably not him then.
Not Canadian either.
Team FUE. And he says, oh, no, it's Team
Canadian,
FYE.
Keith really Canadian? He's from Ohio, isn't he?
No.
They say he's from Ohio, but now he lives in San Diego. I'm pretty sure. Keith, are you in chat?
Ohio?
Where the fuck
did you ever hear that? I don't know that I've said that. Unless you are from Ohio, then I did say that.
No, I don't think you said that. I think he said that. He's in the chat.
Fuck Everett. I finally caught a live stream. That's right, Native Pride. Fuck Everett. Why don't you go to Twitter at Surreal Talk Show and vote in the poll? It's a pinned tweet.
What?
Get it out.
Hold on, so, we're still waiting on Keith here.
On Keith. Oh, I don't know. Double flick on the Bic.
Yeah.
Double flick on the bean.
It's kind of a thing.
Hey-o.
Double flick on the Bing. Double flick on giggity. The mouse. So he is from Ohio, living in California. So eat it.
Yeah, I knew that's exactly what I said.
Yeah. Is it?
Fuck.
All right. I think I finished it. So yeah, I'm going to listen to the last couple seconds again because I don't recall.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Oh, yeah. Stay high.
Stay high.
Sounds exactly like somebody.
Hell yeah.
Who's this person? Is anybody we know?
He's a big.
Sounds like somebody we should know.
Connoisseur of CBD and marijuana products.
CBD, really?
I know what he's talking about.
This
chick here on.
Give me their initials.
SA. You guys don't know him.
Okay.
I thought you were talking about that person.
Oh, no.
Give me initials of that person. JK?
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's beautiful.
She is.
She looks like a social studies teacher.
Yeah. I'm not saying.
Ocho's such a hot chick, huh?
If you guys haven't seen what they're talking about, if you're familiar with the Ocho Man, he's been on the show. Has he ever been on Surreal Talk?
Been on it a few times, yeah. He was on here with Alex once.
Was he?
Yep.
Any which way, Eric used a Snapchat filter on to turn him into a woman.
It's pretty.
So the hilarity has just been, as you can imagine, nonstop since then. In the office, it's been fun. It hasn't got enough attention.
It hasn't gained traction yet in the office, no.
Well, that's our fault. I feel like we should have printed this by now.
Well, we've been busy.
And posted it in a few different places, possibly sent out a company-wide email.
I agree.
Why that hasn't happened?
What does Ocho Man translate? I mean, obviously, it's Ocho Woman. Could we come up with something more?
Senora.
Ocho Woman.
Oh, Ocho Mama.
Ocho Senorita.
Mamacita.
Oh, God. We're all doing it.
Why is he Mexican? Why is
Ocho? Ocho. It's Spanish.
Could he be Spain, though? Like, is he from Spain?
Latinas are sexy, eh?
Could be a Spaniard.
That was a good, what's it? The gal from White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah, Rosie Perez.
Yeah. That's a good Rosie Perez. I can't even do her.
Sexy. I don't know.
Billy. I can't do it either.
No, it's just.
When I say that, I'm thirsty.
Yeah, there it is.
It doesn't mean I need water.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
It means I want you to give me some. He said, okay, I got a text back from Armand. His one-word reply was helped, period. Just helped. I said, hey, did that CBD work well on your leg? He said, helped.
Well, yeah, it helped.
Excellent.
Well, thanks for the descriptive answer there, Armand.
He's probably driving on Ventura. Yeah, talking to fucking, what's her name?
Talking to Cholas.
You know, maybe we should just play that real quick since he's not here.
Cholas?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What do you think?
My large Jewish body. Yeah, I think we should play it.
Load it up now. Never gets
old. Armand, if you're watching.
Chavo del Ocho.
Here's you, baby.
Thank you, Motomoto.
Let's see. I think it's here. I've got to find it. It's always hidden around on the network somewhere.
He's not Lebanese, isn't he? Where's he?
He's from
Ocho
Armenia.
Was born in Lebanon, but he's
Armenian.
Really? Lebanese? Well, he was born in Lebanon, but he's an Armenian.
Oh, right. That's right.
So,
Armenian Knights.
Yeah, there was a lot of, there's a lot to that. Let's see. Where's the extras? Extras. Here it is. Armand. Turn this volume back up.
Frank Reynolds, clever as shit.
What do you say?
Caitlyn Jenner in the male Snapchat filter looks like Bruce Jenner.
Huh. What's Bruce Jenner in the female Snapchat looks like?
I didn't say.
I gotta imagine. All right, here we go. Shit's never gets old. I'm just gonna let it play and not try to talk over it.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi, Studley.
Who's this?
Betty Grovenstein. Are you feeling horny?
Good.
I just need to talk daddy with you. My large Jewish body needs some loving. So what do you look like?
Who is this?
Betty Grovenstein.
Betty Grovenstein? Do yes. I know you?
Yes. So how big are your genitals?
Best line ever.
Reasonably big, yeah.
Reasonably.
I'm sizzling like a latke right off the pan.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, yeah.
How did you get my number?
I'm all hot and sweaty like a gefilte fish. Are you touching yourself?
No, I'm driving, actually. I'm on Ventura Boulevard in L.A.
But it's never too late.
Are you feeling horny?
Well, right now I am, yeah.
God,
I wasn't a minute ago, but now
I am. So do you miss the taste of a woman?
Fuck. Yes, I do, yeah.
So what do you want me to do to you?
I don't know. What do you look like?
So how big are your genitals?
Oh, I don't know. What, in centimeters or what?
I'm all like a 15-year-old boy at his bar mitzvah.
Pause it. So Armand is so smart. He's thinking Jewish from somewhere else in the world. They have to use the metric system. What are you talking about, centimeters or what? Like, his mind went there.
Who knows why his mind went there? I dare not speculate on that.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was such a clever...
Oh, he says it helped his cold sore, too.
Armand did?
Yeah, a little bit of a... I wonder if he told the lady on the sex island, like, listen... I'm on Ventura, but I got a cold sore. No making out.
What is that, prankdial.com? No, this was a soundboard.
This was a soundboard and me working it with a mouse. Hooked into a computer, calling him on Skype, so it looked like the number was from L.A. That's how this was pulled.
Well, yeah.
I'm all dripping like a Hanukkah candle.
I take it you're Jewish.
Yes.
You think?
Ah, well, that's good. I like Jewish women.
My large Jewish body needs some loving.
Oh, yeah? Where do you live?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm calling from the Jewish sex hotline.
Oh, you are?
Oh, my God.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
The question on everyone's mind is the Passion of the Christ anti-Semitic?
That's through for a loop.
He's like, wait a minute. How do I respond?
I don't know. I guess it probably would be. Yeah.
I'll say anything to get sex.
Yeah, of course. Of course it's anti-Semitic.
I consider it that, yeah.
Ow.
Yeah.
My vagina.
I've seen it.
I'm all clean-shaven like a 13-year-old boy at bar mitzvah.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, that's nice.
Ew, I just queef like a big Jewish giraffe.
Well, how would you describe yourself?
I'm really 32, but let's just say I'm 17.
17?
17. I'm a double D, huge, big breast, brown nipples. I'm about 5'2", 195 pounds, a Hebrew nose, and brown
Hebrew
curly
nose.
Hair.
That's okay. The best part.
Mm.
My large Jewish body needs some loving.
If you were in L.A., that might be doable.
What, are you gay?
No, I'm just not in the same area as you, I don't think.
Stop being a limp dick.
Well, okay.
I don't need to talk daddy with you.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead.
So what do you want me to do to you?
We have to stop.
Well, I hadn't considered this. Right now...
Wait a minute, hang on. I can kind of put me on the spot
You lick me up and down. That'd be nice. You know,
start
at the feet and move up and down.
Bye, cutie.
Right.
Okay, so long. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yeah, I lost my appetite for it. As soon as you said lick me up and down, I was like, this...
I can't go on anymore.
I'm not getting Armand off. I'm not going that far. That was my thought. He's probably jerking it.
Now, look,
in his
he's
car
a
I'm still not
going to
get
him out.
No.
Oh, all right, well, just clicking a mouse, though. You do that every day, all day. No big deal, right?
Big deal. Oh, okay. Real big deal.
All right, well.
As far as I know, I've never caused any other man to jizz from my actions.
Awkward.
Oh, I don't know. You got millions of views?
I said as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
As far as I know. I'm sure plenty of guys have jerked it to me. I'm beautiful. But that's cool, you know. That's cool. Whatever.
He's got their thing.
But I'm not doing it on purpose, Armand.
To
think about this. If I did get him off somehow, like by using the soundboard.
How do you work next to the guy?
How do I work next to the guy? No. Hey, Armand, remember that time I fucking helped you bust one in your car on Ventura?
Yeah, this is good as a double Dutch letter.
That was me.
Yeah.
I don't know. That was pretty good. You got any more email?
No, man, that's all of them.
That's all of it. Well, shit.
Awkward for sure.
Definitely.
So imagine working in an office where everyone's heard that video multiple times.
Multiple times.
You know how awkward it must be for Armand every time it comes up?
And also, you win $500,000 on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and it almost becomes like a like a bad thing.
It's a meme.
Yeah.
It's a fucking meme. You walked away on $1 million question.
Just from, I'm going to remind people again. Search Armand Kachigian, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, right now on YouTube while you're watching.
Even if you don't have the last name, you can just start. Yep.
Kachigian. K-A-C-H-I-A. You got this? Kachigian?
I-G-A-N.
There you go. There you go. Just Armand, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. We'll try it.
Yeah, that'll work. I've done that before. I'm pretty sure.
I don't think it works.
Who's next is a good question. We could pick maybe an intern.
You can't pick me. I don't answer.
It's
kind of got to
be someone who's a little bit socially awkward. Yeah. Maybe
there he is.
Maybe a genius.
Todd.
Oh, he'd be expecting it.
Yeah, Todd. It's got to be somebody who's never heard these.
Weird way.
We got a lot of interns.
It couldn't be women for Todd either. It'd be like
we
you
do
won.
Have a lot of interns.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we want to do that to an intern though? Somebody's not a full timer.
Is it okay to do a woman
intern?
Could we do like one of the?
You know who would have been good? The guy who moved away, went to Florida.
John, Swervos would have been great.
We can still do him.
Oh, we can.
Because now he's in
and
Florida.
And he release it.
I like John.
I was number two. Yeah, I like John also.
Yeah, I love him.
Dude,
now he's in Florida.
He doesn't watch
the show. He doesn't know anybody. He's a little
I'm
going
to find a good soundboard and get good at it like this one,
he's
and we'll do another person.
We'll hit Swervos. It'll be fucking great.
Well, let's do Armand again. I think we could get him.
We got it. It's got to be a better.
Woman, though,
no, we need
like,
a woman. Like we need an obnoxious woman to be on there, not a soundboard.
But I'm saying he'd expect like a sexual thing. What if it was like,
oh shit,
you won a contest for this, or
no. Don't you remember me? You paid for me last week. I was $20. Well, I'm pregnant. You know, something like that with a Boston accent or a Jersey accent.
Or like a 17. I'm your son.
Oh yeah, DNA test brought me to you, Dad.
We could record it. Have someone come up to the building.
Oh, that's the one. That's
dude,
the fucking one. Right
we
got
to do it real life.
We gotta bring it.
We
gotta
talk to Ocho Man because he's the only one who's gonna know about what plausible woman we could.
Let's stop talking about this right now.
Yeah. He's never listening to this.
Okay.
I guarantee you, Armand's never listened to this. We'll talk to Och.
Can we get like a half Asian or half black? You know,
he'd
like
be
that,
even better.
Throw him off, and he'll be like, "Well, geez,
this is probably
are you sure about that?
Awkward,
who's your mother again?
Who's your mother? We gotta fucking get a whole DNA test. You know, it'd be even better is if we found out he used a sperm bank. Knew what sperm bank it was.
Now, he probably knows, like, to look at it, like, if you brought him a fucking packet of stapled papers together. Like, here's the DNA test. We'd have to make it look good.
Oh, I'd find a regular DNA test and just Photoshop
sure,
it out. That's totally within my ability to make
good,
it so
good,
he would
good,
never
good,
know
good,
the
good,
difference.
Good, good.
Oh, this sounds too good to not happen.
This has to happen.
You know, it's not going to happen, though, because it's like T-shirts or whatever.
Yeah, somebody already asked.
I'm never
going
to get around to fucking getting a setup, and it'll probably never happen.
Well, we're going to have to do those water bottles first.
Prankdial.com. Huh? You getting a
that's
getting
the
a
one
kickback?
I got you with, dude.
Yeah, see, I didn't think that was that good.
Yeah, you were like, you didn't. What are you talking about?
What happened whenever you did that?
I don't remember.
It was some fucking gang thug guy. And then I tried to fight him or something like that?
I don't believe so.
I know I didn't bitch out.
I think
no,
you told him to get fucked.
Oh, that's probably what it was. But, oh, it was something about my car.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And, I don't know. I remember getting pissed off. Said, get fucked or something like that, too. I don't give a fuck who you are. Yeah. Did you remember the one I got, Cromer? Have you heard that one?
I've heard about it. I don't think I've
heard
it.
Yeah, pretty good. I'll play that for you later. It's not really, really good for this crowd, but...
All right, well, hey, I gotta go.
All right. All right, guys. We'll catch you next week. Thanks for hanging around for the social show, after show. Say after show now.
After show. Later, alligators.
So, yeah, I guess that's it. Check out SurrealTalkPodcast.com.
After a while, pedophile, hashtag Pizzagate. Yeah.
After a while, pedophile. That's awesome.
Donna, if you're still there. So we got a guy that was a...
John Podesta.
Was attacked by Podesta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was assaulted by Podesta for saying something to him. So I got to email this. He's claims, yeah. So this is all a claim. I got to vet the dude or whatever. But he's heard the show. He wants to be a guest on, and he was assaulted by Podesta. Says he's got shit about Pizzagate. So
I
we'll have to vet him and see if what's what with it and if it's good, you know. But
yeah,
that's definitely a thing. So that could happen.
Hold on. Torchlight wants to know, has any of us ever been on TV? I don't think so. I don't think I've ever been on TV. What about you?
I've
sat on TV.
As a kid, they asked me about what player I want to hit a home run. I said, I don't care. And then, like, if you had to pick one, I was like, I guess Mark McGwire. And
there
then
you go.
Edited that straight together. Who do you want to hit a home run?
Mark
McGwire.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. That's the way the news goes.
On TV. Well, we had an interview to be on TV.
Doesn't count. We weren't on TV.
Yeah, but right. It was cool.
I've been on a YouTube show a few times.
Yeah, I've been on YouTube for sure.
Yeah, I've been well, technically, I've watched myself on YouTube on my TV.
Yeah, so I have been on TV.
Yeah,
totally
me too,
been
then.
On TV. 100%.
We are famous.
Yeah, of course. We're practically...
My dad used to film me at T-Ball.
I know, Donna. We're on it. It's just, dude, we got so many people wanting to collaborate right now. And growth's good. Numbers are good. Things are good.
Collaborations are hard. They are. All right, guys. Again, check us out, SurrealTalkPodcast.com. Google it up. Get the social. Follow us. Patreon.com/SurrealTalk if you're thinking we're doing good lately.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know that we are. Yeah. That's all.
That's about it, man.
Thanks a bunch. Zach, as always,
maybe
thank you for coming
time,
on.
Next time, I'll put my name out there.
Oh, actually, since saying guest, Nah. Well, yeah, no, like the third time's a charm. Next time we'll
get Zach next time. One C.
All right, guys. Thanks again. We'll catch you on next week.
Later, alligators.
Bring back tea.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.